Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
One of the very first jobs I had was as a Holiday Inn hotel in Birmingham, England. I was 22 years old. I was very proud of my job title, mainly because it was so long. Assistant Food and Beverage Controller. Basically, I helped order, store, move and count the food and beverage items at this hotel. After about a year, I was delighted to be promoted to Food and Beverage Controller, but somewhat sad that I dropped one word out of my prestigious job title. Wind the clock forward some 20 years, and I happened to be in the area when I was visiting England again, so I figured I'd swing by and say hello to some of my old friends. Unfortunately, I didn't recognize anyone and no one knew me. All the faces had changed, and I was shocked to hear that the hotel didn't even have a food and beverage control department anymore. Technology had replaced the jobs that we felt at the time were just so important. Around that same time, I joined Marriott Hotels as a regional finance director, supporting about 25 hotels. I don't know whether I got caught up in some workplace cyclone, but as I remember, we went through four major reorganizations in the space of 3 years. I went from having one boss to having two bosses. I had to work within a confusing matrix where I served four operational directors as their finance person. I still don't quite understand how this structure was meant to work, but I do remember thinking, forget this, I want to start my own business and move back to America. And that's exactly what we did. As I look back over these past 18 years, so much has changed. We started with a business partner, Rachel, but she didn't last more than 6 months here. So we bought her out of the business and haven't seen her since. No hard feelings, we just lost touch. We have employees now whom we didn't have at the start. Our business model has changed dramatically. Technology has enabled us to have training platforms we didn't even dream of back in 2006. We now even have a second office over in Florida. Why do I share these three short stories? Well, really to emphasize that change really is the only constant. Running parallel to this principle, it occurred to me recently that regardless of how important you think you are or how long your job title is, people will often forget about you unless you made a positive difference and genuinely cared about people. I once knew of a lady called Hillary, not her real name, who worked for a very well-known organization. She was the managing director, not her real job title, which was a pretty cool title anyway. The trouble with Hillary, let's say, was she was not a very nice person, even though she had a rather grandiose title. She only cared about the numbers. Hillary would cut others down to get what she needed. She would only listen to others if they were to her benefit. Hillary was not interested in developing people, only manipulating her own rewards and winning prestigious awards that made her look good. I never worked with Hillary as an employee, but I knew her fairly well due to a strategic partnership our business had with her employer. I lost touch with Hillary and hadn't done any work with her employer for about 7 or 8 years, up until very recently. Upon reconnecting with this company, I asked after Hillary and found she'd been quote unquote let go a couple of years earlier. The newer folks had never even heard of Hillary, and those that had worked with her told me she was never spoken of or referred to. It almost as if she'd never existed. How sad's that? So ask yourself what you'd like others to say about you when you retire. Imagine people gathered at your leaving party. What would you want them to say about your character and your competence in front of, say, your spouse, your children, or even your grandchildren? To me, that's the true legacy from the workplace, one that is worth leaving behind you when you leave. Remember that change is the only constant.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.